Our learning once again is in Le'iloi Nishmas Yoshua Yonatan ben David Shalom is Neshama having Aliyah. Why does Moshe have to take his shoes off? And why is Moshe's name repeated twice? It's a good trivia question. How many times in Tanakh are people's names mentioned twice? So we know, of course, that Avraham by the Akedah, Yaakov by his interaction with God as well, Moshe. Why are their names repeated twice? Rabbi Yisachar Frand has a beautiful explanation where he explains that there is a vision of a person's path and their success and what they could look like on earth. And there is an equal picture up in the heavens. And the question that God will sometimes ask us is, does your picture match? Meaning you look at yourself and say, I'm being successful. I'm doing good things. I've done the best I can. And God says to you, really? Is that true? Because I have a picture of you upstairs and I can show you what you look like. I ask you, is the Moshe down here the same as the Moshe upstairs? Sometimes when we have these stories in the Torah where we get the two people, sometimes it's at the end of a person's life. God is saying, I want you to know, Higata, you made it. You're above and you're below Avraham. They match. But sometimes you have a story like Moshe where it's actually very different. Moshe's at the beginning of his path as a leader of the Jewish people. And the question that Moshe has to ask himself is, does the picture of who you could be match what you are? And God says to him, listen, Moshe, you are at a crossroads. You have to decide which way to go. Do you want to go one way, which will make you the leader of the Jewish people? Or do you want to go the other way, which will make you just a great shepherd? That's a really important question, Moshe, that you need to wonder and you need to ponder. And perhaps the question is intrinsically connected to the other question. And that's the question of Shal Nalecha Mi'al Raglecha. Why do you take off your shoes? What does that mean? Yoshua is told the same thing when he meets the angel in Sefer Yoshua. The Abar Benel there comments that in both cases, what God is telling the leader is, to be successful, your feet, your shoes, what they represent is something that is so material. The only way you're going to be successful is if you disassociate yourself from that which is material and you focus on that which is so much more than that, the holiness, the spirituality, the religiosity. Perhaps what Moshe Rabbeinu is being told is, you're at this critical moment right now. Which way are you going to go? Are you going to accept the comfort, the good job, the good gig you have with your father-in-law and your family? Are you willing to stretch yourself? Are you willing to take a step away from what is comfortable, what is easy, what is yours, what you know, to do something a little bit different? That's the question. Moshe Rabbeinu has to make that decision. Shal Nalecha Mi'al Raglecha, but he does. He walks away from it all. He walks away from comfort. He walks away from convenience. And look what happens. He becomes Moshe Rabbeinu. Halavai, by all of us, we should be able to one day say that the picture of us below matches the picture of us above. Have a great day.